We're joined now by two members of the Knoxville Cross Country Squads, girls runner Janie Mosdem and boys runner Isaac Rankin. Janie, I'll start with you. Home meet, always good to run at home on Pine Knolls. I ran into you earlier in the season after the early bird, and you were kind of exasperated after, like, oh, man. But, you know, you're going to run this again for conference, so how did it go the second time around?
Yeah, no, the second time, let's just say it was a lot colder, and that definitely helped. You know, it's always kind of just a smack in the face, that first invitational here, but the weather definitely helped, and I'm excited to run here because, I mean, it's a great course, and I know it like the back of my hand now, so.
And let's talk about the weather. We could not have had a better night for running. Is this the perfect running weather, you know, kind of in, you know, upper 50s, 60s, and very little wind, sunny, and, you know, just, you know, great day?
Yeah, it was perfect. I couldn't ask for much more.
Isaac, you know, you have been up front a lot of meets this year as a freshman. What's that been like running with and maybe outrunning some senior guys that are thinking, okay, who's this kid? Who's this Knoxville kid running by me?
You know, it's a good feeling, like, just your hard work paying off, and it's just happy to know that when you're a senior that you'll be even faster. And
Coach has said you are a very smart runner. You kind of know how to pace yourself. Where did you learn that, or, you know, just kind of by experience?
I've kind of always just been, like, one of the guys that doesn't get out so hard and then finishes stronger. So, I mean, I've just used that strategy throughout races, and, like, today I think I started out in, like, 12th, maybe, and then climbed up, so.
And Janie, I know, you know, your season has been, you know, pretty good here lately. You know, what is some goals for you as we move forward and we get closer to conference and, you know, state qualifier?
Yeah, I think just to stay consistent with what I'm running now. I'm happy with where I am for the season, just staying consistent and working towards moving to that season best for conference, for all the girls, not just myself.
And I got to ask, you know, if I think Baby Splavik made his public debut out there, what was that? What's that like knowing, you know, Michaela's got a healthy baby, and I know she's going to be gone for the rest of the season, but, you know, the big moment finally arrived.
Yeah, it's definitely a big motivator for all of us. She's like, you can run up this hill, but I gave birth, so, it, like, it's fine. But, yeah, it's definitely, he's so cute. He's a big motivator for all of us. They were standing over here, and I smiled as I ran by. It gave me an extra motivation.
And, Isaac, you know, it doesn't affect you as much, but Michael's going to be out of commission for a couple weeks. What's that kind of like, you know, knowing, okay, I don't have Splavik around until, you know, a couple weeks from now?
Just got to treat it the same way as a regular practice and just still go out there and run and have fun.
Now, as a freshman, you know, it's rare that a freshman, you know, can be a contender for state. What are your goals? Are your goals to run up at Fort Dodge this fall?
Yeah, trying to get maybe top 25, top 20 at state. So, first I got to qualify for state.
And first time is, you know, first you got the conference coming up and everything, you know, how are you approaching conference? Is goal to, you know, maybe win that, be conference champion?
Oh yeah, that'd be great if to win conference and trying to improve on my time from today.
And I know you've ran this course as a middle schooler, first time a couple times as a high schooler. What's that like, you know, running a little longer course around Pine Knolls?
I like to just pace myself a little bit better and see what I have left on the second lap.
All right, Isaac Rankin, Janie Mosdem, best luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.